Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for listening, and every time you listen, it's great. Hey, you can always email us at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us.
Or you can always access our podcast at kxoradio.com.
When I look over there for confirmation that I've got the email right, don't look confused because that's usually my spot, okay?
I know.
Hi, welcome aboard. We have another really interesting show for you. We hope you like these. This is, you know, sometimes our shows are about things that are way outside of the Imperial Valley, and they're just kind of universal problems. Like we did some stuff on PTSD, and last week we did some stuff on children not playing as much, and maybe that having some consequences in terms of their mental health. This week we have a very nice kind of local snapshot show, and we're pleased and honored to bring aboard Superior Court Judge the Honorable Juan Ulloa, and we're going to talk about the view from the bench. We have somebody here who's, you know, welcome aboard, Your Honor.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It was proper radio etiquette for addressing a judge, right? Thanks for coming aboard.
We're all friends here.
You know, I thought about Judge Ulloa because we've been working the last year or so because of this KDA. We started seeing a lot more foster youth here at Behavior Health. And just a little background for KDA. KDA is a lawsuit that was brought about by several foster youth that they wanted mental health services. And they didn't want any monetary compensation. They wanted services. So, and it's just, you know, just the whole complexity of what it happens to youth, to children, to families, being in the system, you know, going through foster services or adoptions or, you know, taking parental rights away. When do they have parental rights? It's a whole, and I was looking at this diagram of what happens when a child gets removed. You know, you have all these, it's a huge graph, and it's just, I looked at it and it's so complex. So then I went, maybe we need to have a judge here to explain it to us and how everything works. And so after so many years you've been on the bench, you've seen so many families, so many kids have gone through.
Well, you know, KDA is an interesting challenge to agencies, but I want you to imagine being a parent, a family in crisis, with domestic violence, drugs, with unemployment, with general poverty, with alcoholism, with mental health issues, and the government wants to come and help you. And the government and the different agencies and the different services and the different array of things that we think we're going to do for you cannot talk to each other. That's what KDA is about. KDA is about, if you're going to be in my house, in my family, can't you at least talk to each other and decide how you can help me so that I can help myself? Mm-hmm. It's pretty fundamental. There's a lot of legal technicalities and a little legal jargon and funding and all that, but the seed of mm-hmm. KDA is, you folks, let's sit down and all talk together. Let's share mm-hmm. information about my life and my child's life.
And sometimes us as agencies, we might come to a family, well, this is what you need, and this is what you need, and this is what you need. You do this, this, and this, you'll get your children back. But sometimes we tend to forget, and we would forget, what does the family need? And sometimes when you ask them, they said, I need a job. I need a home. You know, that's what I need. You know, so that's where we have to work together and meet the needs of the family. And the old way was, okay, this is what you need. And we're telling the family, what is it that they need? But we didn't hear what the family needed.
Well, I think that's an important point, but also consider this, mm-hmm. that we have a wide range of folks telling people what they need and not asking them what they need or what they want or what they can do. And the different agencies, the different interventions, disagree with each other. The different interventions are not talking to each other, and they're not coordinating, and they're not helping. If you need a job, how can I get a job when I have to go to parenting? How can I go to parenting when I have to go drug test? How can I meet these when I have 52 weeks of anger management that I need to attend?
So there's conflicts. In everybody's instructions, it's all contradictory in a way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the challenges that I have taken on over my career, and you know, Maria said I've been around a long time. I've been on the bench over 20 years. Before that, I was a juvenile court referee for 2.5 years, and I practiced law for 20 years before that. So I've been in juvenile court, I've been in family court, I've been in criminal court, I've been in drug court, traffic, every court. And there's a couple of things that are common to all of those. You have people who are in crisis, who are reacting in the most risky manner to challenges and to crisis in their families, and struggling to get past it. And our efforts to help them often put them farther back because we don't talk to each other.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.